This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 21 June 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. In the following week, 8 Palestinians, including 3 children and a pregnant woman, were brutally assassinated by Israeli occupation forces. 7 of the victims, including 5 civilian bystanders, were killed by extrajudicial assassinations by the Israeli occupation forces. 45 Palestinian civilians, including 24 children, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation forces conducted 50 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. 57 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children and 2 women, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 4 homes were transformed by the Israeli military into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have continued to close border crossings of the Gaza Strip. Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border has been closed. The north of the West Bank has been separated from the south, and Israeli occupation forces have arrested 15 Palestinians, including 4 children, at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank and have raised hundreds of areas of agricultural land near Shiva, Sharmon, and Ariel settlements north in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces demolished a home near Deir al-Ghassoun village near Tulk Karam. Finally, Israeli settlers have continued to brutally attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Palestinian civilians were injured, 5 homes were damaged, and Israeli occupation forces demolished 2 homes in East Jerusalem and the Silwal village. For more details of these gross human rights violations and brutal war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.